Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Maka. I work for 3 or 4 years ago in the independent media in Mexico, in different groups. And the first time I make a video, but after I make radio. I born in Chile, but I live in Mexico for 12 years ago. Now I work in New York and New Haven, Connecticut. We make radio with immigrant people, illegal people.
And why I'm doing this interview is because you're involved in the media Oaxaca. That's true.
I work in Oaxaca with independent media. In last year, when the movement, popular movement, is grown in Oaxaca, but I know the people, different people, in the media, Oaxaca. But I don't live in Oaxaca, so I collaboro, participate with people, make radio in Oaxaca and make video.
I'm making radio in the Netherlands, and it's very easy to make radio in the Netherlands, and I can imagine that it's very difficult to make radio, independent radio, or making independent movies in Mexico. Can you tell a bit about that?
Yeah, no, it's very difficult in the terms, equipment.
Not technical, but
technical,
the political pressure.
Exactly,
like that,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy, but in Oaxaca or in Mexico, don't have many resources. But it's possible to make radio, no? With little equipment, it's possible. But the problem no is the technical. The problem is the repression, the police, is the repression, the government, because they follow the people when make medias in the movement, the Oaxaca. So it's difficult for the situation, no, the repression. But for the other side, many people now make radio, so it's very very interesting. No, the experience.
And I think in the uprising in Oaxaca, the radio was very essential. Can you tell a little bit about it, about the occupation of the radio stations and the television station, how that was going on and who was doing that, especially the television station by the woman? I really liked it.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because the woman take the television station, and 12 stations, the radio is take for the people. But the interesting is the process, because this process is the long time before the last year. Many years ago, the people begin organizing in the community, in the indigenous community. Other people teach about how it's possible to take the media. Many women don't know how it's possible to control the machine, but this is not the problem, because other people possible
can do that.
This thing. But the woman have many powers, no? Many power for take the media. The woman is conscious, the important, the say, the true, la verdad. The people in Oaxaca are now in the moment, special moment, because have many experience in organizing, have little experience in the control the machines, or the, but they have power in the take the media and say the truth of what happened in Oaxaca. No, it's very important, because the government use the medias for support the repression. So the woman is conscious. The important take the media, no? So it's very interesting for the reason.
And after in the end of October, there was hardly any independent media in Oaxaca. Can you tell a little bit more about that? Because all the radio stations were occupied by the government again.
Yeah, after the repression, now exists many news radio because the people know the important this process. So after the repression in November, the Universidad Radio, University Radio, is down because the government know the importance. This radio coordinate.
Yeah, Radio Universidad was very important.
Yeah, it's very important in the process because coordinate all in movement. But now exists Radio Disturbio, exists Radio Plantón, exists other radio, Radio Gempog, radios in the community indigenous, no, in the city. In the city exists many radios, Plantón and Disturbio, but in the community exists other radios. So now the process, the take media is grown. It's principality for people, young people take. And the woman is very important, the process.
Is it possible for everyone to work on radios, on community radios, or...?
Sure, it's possible for all people to make radio. Radio is very easy. Now the equipment is basic equipment is cheap. No, it's necessary big equipment or many technology. So the people record testimonials.
Like eyewitness reports?
Stories, yeah. the life, the people, the repression, the man, and the people record, and other people edit, other people speak in the radio about these stories. So it's people know it's easy to make radio. Yes.
Can you tell a little bit about how the situation is at the moment in Oaxaca? Because I heard there were rallies again and mega marches. People are back on the Zocalo.
Now the repression continues. The repression is very, very hard. A principality in the community indigenous, no? In the city too. The people who in the movement are very activity, very known. Now have many problems because the police follow these people. Now the principal problem is the repression. Who people make radio, make video, no? So it's a moment difficult for the people. Activists, no, in Oaxaca. Yeah, I think now many people have lived in the underground. This is the people no está preparada, no es ready for this situation. Live underground,
leave your family, your communities.
It's hard. Every day, people is.
Killed
for the paramilitaries. This is the other big problem, the paramilitaries. The government pay other people who live in the communities by these people attack other people or say no, she or he is activist, so follow other people. It's hard. Now, no, the problem continue. The government is impunidad, not justice in Mexico, no exist, no. So the people in Oaxaca need many support, the international community. The principal idea, I think the principal idea, the international solidarity need understand is Oaxaca need autogestion. Need autogestion is word difficult translation. Is the people don't need help, paternalist help.
No.
Not really.
No one needs that.
The people need other type the support. The support. here, the support that permit the people empower, no sé cómo decirlo, in Spanish say autogestión, when the people is possible make or things that international attention is important, but
it's your struggle.
Yeah. It's the people can do the struggle only.
So the question, it's more like a political question. I was reading that there's a kind of internal struggle within the APO. Can you tell a little bit about that?
The struggle, the APO? The APO is complex organization because it's many people represent our communities. In the APO participate indigenous people, anarchist people, young people. It's complex, no? Now the repression attack APO in the next elections.
Mm.
The APO participate in the election.
So, really?
Yes.
I thought they didn't want to.
Yes.
But now they decided to.
Exactly. But the problem is the partidos políticos, the official politics, they is corrupt in Mexico. Mm. So the corruption attack the people in the APO. In the APO no exist leaders, no? It's more horizontal organization, no? No, it's,
yeah.
No. Pero the APO now participate in the elections. Mm. This is winter, it's in August is the election, the next
election.
Are
you in favor of this participation in the elections?
I think it's a good idea because this put the people who have many problems with the paramilitaries. It's more visible, it's more visible. So it's a good idea for one part, no, it's a good idea for other part because the people don't believe in the official government. Mm. So they know it's possible to make other government, other power, no? Paralelos out the official structure.
One of the things I liked about APO, or like about APO, is they don't have leaders. And when you are part of the election, you should choose a leader. You think that's a problem for a movement like the APO? Or is it just another spokesperson? Because that person, when he or she is elected, gets a lot of power.
Yeah, it's strange because the leaders, the APO, no is representative leaders,
yeah.
No is head the movement, no. But in the movement, the APO exists many people, important people who in the struggle are very visible. All people know he's
sure.
Indigenous and is very activist.
Mm.
But for example, I know a woman who the government attacked many times. She need support. She's indigenous woman. With the election, permit this woman participate in the election so the government can attack because this woman is all people see they, no? She. So, de alguna manera, the participate in the election permit the people, the APO, is more visible for the people.
What is the role of the media in the elections? Because I think it's very important, and for independent media, it's very important to be part of this process. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, the independent media in Oaxaca work the different way the others independent media in Mexico, because the independent media in Oaxaca work with the movement in the community, indigenous community. So, for example, now it's important that in the media is here in the GH in Germany because share the information with other people. I think the work, the independent media in Oaxaca is very important because permit organize in the movement, not out, not out the movement. For example, in Mexico City exist other groups, the independent media who work about the Oaxaca, but for share information with foreign people in other countries. But independent media in Oaxaca work for the people,
for the communities themselves,
no?
Yeah.
So the goal is different. So
I think this is very clear. Thank you.
Thank you so much.